Savage one too.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zonoff, undefeated, 304-0. Did you guys see my fight, my boxing match last night? I fight, I box, and I street fight. I do both. But you know what, man? Last night was a boxing match. I destroyed. I smashed two people. And here, okay, 303. Here he even admitted it. This was a different. This guy was a boxer.
Well, what's your name again, man?
Name is Cyrus.
All right, so Travis Zero here, undefeated champion of the MMA gloves. So we got in a little bit of a fight today, man, but I connected that right jab on you. Did I land it or not, or did I miss?
Hey, you landed, and I need more practice.
There you go. You landed, and he said I needed more practice. And now... No, look at this. No, I'm sure you all seen the fight. Yeah, man, that was it. See, I already beat this guy. You know what I'm saying? I already beat this guy. Like, this is a rematch, actually. You know, pound for pound boxing king Charlie Donald, 304-0, knocks out fighter with nasty 1-2 last night. I'm sorry, there's a lot of hot girls calling me right now. Hold on. Yeah, so, hold on. Yeah, so like nasty 1-2 last night. Hold on. Excuse my audience. Thank everybody for waiting. Send some phone calls on Charlie Zonoff, number one, pound for motherfucking pound, man. That's right, man. Yeah, yesterday, man, I fucking demolished that. He's a Wing Chun black belt. His name is Isaiah. He's about 6 feet tall. He's 236 pounds. Heavyweight, pro fighter, not amateur, pro, obviously pro. I do beat up a lot of amateur fighters, but you know, he's a pro. He fought in tournaments, and, you know, I beat the shit out of him. I mean, you all seen it. The way I right-handed his ass and then left hook. People are like, man, we're tired of one-hitter quitters and all this shit. And I keep explaining to people. I'm like, yo, one-hitter quitters are the best possible result you can get because, like, okay, fine. Obviously, I'm a juggernaut boxer, the greatest of all time. I'm too strong, too fast, obviously, you know. Like, okay, what's kind of like regular boxers, you know, what you want to see, like, a fight where both guys, you know, are measuring each other out and, you know, landing bombs on each other. You kind of want to see some action. I fully understand that, but see, these guys, like Barbosa, I punched him one time, boom. I punched Wilder is obviously stronger than Barb Wilder, but you know what? If I was able to beat Deontay Wilder, and when I was 25 years old, now that I'm 31, bigger, stronger, faster, way bigger. I'm like what? Officially 165, but come on, man. Like, I look bigger than 165. I'm like 175 at most. Like, at least. I mean, I don't know. I don't weigh myself. I'm 304-0. I'm undefeated. I'm the best fighter, the best boxer that ever lived. I mean, like, I have an agent. You know, I'm getting paid money. I don't get paid for the fights, but you know, I get paid like endorsements, like, you know, like hat sales, like boxing hat sales, like boxing gloves. You know, like yeah, you understand what I'm saying, right? Like, that's what I get paid for, and. You know, and that's the thing. I never did it for the money, but the thing is, I've been in the game for so long that even money couldn't dodge me. You know what I mean? That eventually, like, even money said, like, hey, Charlie, it's time we go in your bank account. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Charlie's on off number one, pound for motherfucking pound. Fine. Without curse words, Charlie's on off number one, pound for pound. 304-0. 304-0, motherfucker. Undefeated. The best fighter that ever lived. The best boxer. Did you guys see my fight yesterday? Did you see that combination? That I threw a left, he blocked it, and then I threw a right, and then I go bam, bam. I threw a right, left, and dude, I fucking knocked that motherfucker out. I seen that guy today, and he was like, "Yo, dude." He's like, "Good fight, man." He's like, "You won that shit, Charlie." He's like, "Man." He's like, "I take my hat off to you." He's like, "Man." He's like, "Nothing. That's it. We just like shook hands, and that's it, man. I beat him." No, let's talk about women. Kim Kardashian. Listen, this girl, I mean, I don't know what it is about her, but this woman, like, I like her a lot. I still do. Like, I had a girlfriend named Natalia. She was Russian. I'm not going to burn any bridges and say, oh, who's hotter, you know? Like, listen, they're both fucking hot. You know, how about that? You know what I'm saying? They're all hot. Like, who's hotter? Like, who? Like my homie once said, who cares who's hotter? They're all hot. You know what I mean? Natalia became my girlfriend. I met her, you know, like, out here in L.A. And then before that, I had a girlfriend named Veronica. You know, she's a very beautiful girl. You know what I'm saying? She rolled up to my house on an Infiniti. You know, pretty good car. And, you know, I had some nice, beautiful, sexy girlfriends. And Kim Kardashian has four kids with a deranged man named Kanye West. However, she takes pictures with inmates from death row and shit like that. Without Kanye West, they're bing for her. If Kim Kardashian was my wife, and she's my girlfriend, fuck it, my girlfriend, and she said, "Hey, baby, let's go to St. Quentin," I'd be like, "Hey, let's go, baby. I'll fucking knock the fuck out of everybody there, and whatever you want to go there, let's go." But I would be in front of her. Kanye West is not even back of her. He's not even with her. You know what I mean? The thing is, and that's the kind of husband that she prefers. Then more power to her. But she's turning 39 this year. I mean, she may look like she's 25 and all that shit, but when she's 49, 48, who's gonna? If Kanye West and her break up, let's say she dumps him or he dumps her, and I'm married and I have kids. I already was married. I'm divorced. You can see on my Facebook. I just came back on Facebook. There's a lot of delusional trolls on Facebook. I don't like talking to them, but I'm divorced. And, like, imagine. You know what I'm saying? Like who's going to want a woman that's in her mid-40s or late-40s with four kids? I mean, I'll tell you who's going to want her. Me. Fuck it. Kanye West, sloppy seconds, Kim Kardashian, four kids, I'll take it, I'll do it. I mean, exactly. Kim, if you're listening to this, I hope you are, because nobody else will take it. People will be like, oh, yeah, anybody would want to be intimate with her, even when she's 50. Anybody would want to be like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, but intimate, and would you want to, like, take care of four kids that are not yours? Would you want to, you know... Yeah, exactly. Everybody has some sloppy seconds. I mean, come on. All my girlfriends that I fucked, I mean, they're all virgins? I mean, of course they had boyfriends before they became my girlfriends. Exactly. But my point is that I put so much time into this woman that you know, it's just, come on. I mean, like, what more can I do? I mean, I posted a video of me. Hell, that girl, Kate, that's her publicist, like, that's one of her team members. I mean, I don't want to say anything about her, like, because if I start hitting on her, I could. I mean, but then she's going to be like, oh, but you originally came to hit on Kim, and then blah, blah, and then, you know how girls are very, like, see, because I had a wife before, and my ex-wife was like, oh, my, she was so jealous of, like, Angelina Ivey and, like, all these girls that, like, you know, I met before my ex-wife. And, like, that's how women, okay, men are different, women are different. But the thing is, I love when a girl is, like, hitting me up 24/7. I just love it, you know what I'm saying? And same thing with me. I give girls a lot of attention. And if Kim Kardashian West, excuse me, if Kim Kardashian West, man, if I would punch Kanye West, I'd punch him so hard, he'd fly north, south, east, and then back to the fucking west. And I'd knock it, and then I'd knock his faggot ass out back to the east. motherfucker back to Chicago. I'd knock that motherfucker out, be like, tell his wife, Kim, you met a real man. Charlie Zonoff, number one pound for pound. Yesterday, what I did yesterday, last night, that's what my generic should. That right left that I gave that motherfucker, bam, bam. He don't know what hit him, man. 304-0. Charlie Zonoff, pound for pound, king.